Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
There we go. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you. You can talk to us directly there because it's 7:05. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. What is truth? What is truth? And what has been our attitude towards truth? What does it mean? What is truth even all about? You know? And this is one of the things that we need to be looking into. Now, Mayach, I spoke of truth as wisdom, instruction, and understanding from the Holy One of Yasharal. And that is truth. And this is in Proverbs 23:23. And of course, it is also the means of the Father's bringing forth of justice. In other words, it is the truth is also the Father's justice. And in Isaiah 42, verses 3 says, A bruised reed, he will not break, and smoking flax, he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. The means of the Father's justice is his truth. Let's take your calls. Hello there, hi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Very well, and how are you, Babungan?
I'm very good. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
And also, evening to the Radio Pulpit listeners.
Thank you, sir.
What is truth?
Yes.
Truth is to be firm, stable, and faithful. The Greek word for truth is aletheia, which denotes being truthful or upright or having nothing to hide. His immutability, which says God, immutability, which says God cannot change. Akakuguke wuye ke izolo namhlanje ke naphakade. UNkulunkulu ke akafani ke nendodana yomuntu ukuze ke angaqhamba ke amanga. Infinity and simplicity. God cannot be partly anything. Angeke uNkulunkulu afaniswe nenye into noma ke abe ndikindiki aqhamalaze ke uNkulunkulu. We understand that God himself is absolute truth. That truth will never change and can always be relied upon. Paul refers to people who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. We can read at Romans chapter 2, verse 8, and chapter 3, verse 5 and 7. In Christian epistemology, truth is ultimately a person, the second person of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Trinity, Jesus Christ. Furthermore, truth is the authentic reality of our life, the opposite of falsehood. While not always valued by others, it is most certainly favored by God and our hopes to ensuring wholesome relationships. We may think we are clever enough to fool other people, God, or even ourselves, but little do we know of the ultimate consequences of our attempts to deceive reality. However painful and awkward the truth may be, it is truly our only opportunity to create harmony and receive God's grace. The Bible reminds us of the power of truth quite frequently. We will be wise to follow its advice. John 17, verse 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Psalms 145, verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call on him in truth. John 4, verse 24, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in truth and spirit. Proverbs 12, 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. John chapter 8, verse 37-38. Then Pilate said to him, "So you are king?" Jesus answered, "Yes, you say that I am king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him." John chapter 1, verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life." Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. I wish you to ngamuli, because many people want that truth. Let's hope ukutuzo we are 40 or utumele WhatsApp. We need all the truth.
Yeah, ikhona enye kodwa ke iWhatsApp bese ngithumele kodwa ke ayifani ke nokunye ke lokho. Ngingangena futhi noma ke sekunale WhatsApp engithumele.
Ya, thumela WhatsApp ngena njengoba inkosi ikhola baba kunankinga.
Yebo, hayi, angibonge ke mfundisi wami, angibonge. Amen. UNkulunkulu akubusiseke.
Nakuwe kube njalo ke baba, siyabonga.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Drop us a voice note there. What is truth according to you? What have you learned so far in your walk with the Father with regards to what truth is? Mayaki, I was on you and I was looking at yes, the truth being his means of bringing forth his justice. Eish, son. What comes to mind, Mayaki?
Ari, his word, as we said, thank you for the question. His word is the truth, because it brings purity.
Okay.
So,
Maaki, hold on a bit. There is some noise in the background. Let me see if I can do something with it. All right. Yes, go on, Maaki. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Maaki, for the question again. So, Nekere, we must remember his word being one, that is a letter number 21.
Mm.
It is what brings purity. You know, so when it is the fire, it means it would burn. All the chaff will be burned, will be burnt, but that which is of value remains.
Mm.
So it is like it is. So we can make an example with gold, but now we are being told, no, this is not even gold, but more valuable than gold. So it pierces. It's this word that pierces through the bones to the marrow, to the spirit. So that is what it is. So he brings justice in a sense of la akhela lone self. You know, without you taking aside, when you speak the truth, then it brings that judgment because you are able to can identify yourself or scrutinize yourself for when are we in a guy. And you also get to know in your heart for Mariso. So that is now what it does. Number one of the same verse, Afiyar, my chosen one, my being has delighted in. I have put my spirit upon him. He brings forth right rulings to the nation. So you can see that it goes with this one who is his servant, who upholds, who guards his commandments, his laws, you know. So it is learning his word because he is his word. And after we learn, we start to practice, we start to walk by it. And, you know, continually, Deuteronomy chapter number 6, number 5, it says, when we walk by the wayside, when we lie down, when we rise up, this word must constantly be around. It needs to be surrounding us. So, which means also that which is chaff, gets judged because it is cut off. That is what it does. The shadim, which are demons, cannot be able to stand or to survive. That is why you'll find and come out of the situation because this is what this word does. It is the key. It opens up the doors. You know, what has been the mountains, it moves mountains. So that is now what this word does. And it judges all this wickedness or all these obstacles that may have been surrounded, that may have surrounded you and me. So by speaking it, by living it, it means then that we are delivered. We see his deliverance because that is what judges the enemy. When the Messiah was tempted by Hashatan, all he did, he spoke the word. It is written. That is the word of the truth. And Hashatan couldn't do anything. As much as he tried him, but he couldn't succeed in testing him because he remembered this word, which is of the truth, and therefore the wicked one gets judged, and he does not, he is not able to succeed. You also quoted Proverbs 23:23, which says, "Acquire buy the truth, and do not sell it. Wisdom and discipline and understanding." Right? So it's something that we need to acquire. So it's something that we need to carry it in our hearts. Wherever we go, we ought to love him. You know? And through that we get to have this knowledge or this wisdom, which is chakma. And this knowledge, it is leading to Shabbat. That is what chakma means. It says that By his wisdom, by this truth, I am led to the Shabbat. So it is what makes us to enter through the narrow gate. Because when you look at Matthew 7, number 13, says, enter through the narrow gate. Few will find it. So now, it is also the word from his mouth because it is what leads us to his house. So it is, we say that the word in John 8:32 says, when we know the truth shall set us free. And where is freedom? In the 22 letters, the last letter is known as rest, which means we have come to perfection. That is what his truth leads us to. And we are also, through his truth, we are also taught, or it teaches us to fear him, and it leads us to the womb, and the womb is a place of safety. When a child is sitting inside that womb, it is a place where they are safe. They are inside the bag, you know. So that is what his word is. Also, Genesis 7, number 1, we read about that, or Noah and his house. So they were led to circumcision, or they were led to this protection. They were led to be put into the ark, because he walked, him and his family, they walked in righteousness. So that is what this truth is. And hence we start to have this wisdom, which leads us to Shabbat. And also this Shabbat, Exodus 20, number 8, commandment number 4 says, we should remember the Shabbat, which is the word of the covenant, or the word that leads us to the covenant, this covenant that is rest. So now, we ought, if we want to be in the place of safety, if we want to be in the place of perfection, if we want to enter his rest, I think it's Psalm 122 says, those who trust in Abba Yahweh are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endureth forever. So now we are in this womb, is this place where we trust and we know Quran. This is a place, it's not the back that is leaking where we can be miscarried or you know, or run out of stillborns. But it brings us to the safe delivery, and that is the place of rest. Halala.
Halala. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And we are asking the question, what is truth? What is truth even all about? Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Lindiwe Kane says, Kekana Kenny from Zibidiela, Bolasa Khomu. The truth is the character of Christ, his teachings and his promises. That is Kekana Kenny from Zibidiela. Bolasa Khomu says the truth is the character of Christ, his teaching and his promises. We are taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps. We are keen on hearing what you are saying. Delmaine, let me come to you. When we speak of the truth, we are also talking about the words of the Most High. 2 Samuel 7, verses 28 says, and now, O Elohim, you are Yahuwah, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Truth is the goodness of the promises of Yahuwah, the goodnesses of the promises of our Creator. What is your take on that?
Yes, Pastor, indeed, truth is the goodness of the promises of the Lord, of our Father. Mm. What comes to mind, derived from that, is that when we look at Cain and Abel, The word of the Lord says, the message you heard from the very beginning is this. We must love one another. Verse 12 says, we must not be like Cain. He belonged to the evil one and murdered his own brother Abel. Why did Cain murder him? Because the things he himself did were wrong, but the things his brother did were right. And now, to me, that speaks of, the one being so very actively, for lack of a better word, the one not being in relationship with the truth, which is the loving God. And yes, the other thing that I would like to add, which slipped my mind just now, is that what I've come to also learn in all of this is that we get to know the Father by being in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, even by the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. Now, what I want to say with 1 John 3, verse 11, I think I should have read verse 1 first. It says, see how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are called his children, and so in fact we are. This is why the world does not know us. It has not known him. And yet to me it speaks once more again about getting to know God first. And now the means to getting the Lord is there's, it's optional. Not so very much, but in today's world, I think people, there's so many options out there. However, to me that speaks about, like the word says that the one belonged to the evil one and he murdered his own brother Abel because the one was doing wrong and the other one wasn't. Now that speaks to me, I think, to me, truth always it can be linked to light, truth and error, light and darkness. So the one was obviously in the darkness, not having the truth, which is derived from being in relationship with the loving God. So almost relating to John 1 verse 5 that says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So if he were to have a little bit of light, or even that light in him, that truth, then he wouldn't have maybe done done what he did. But because of a lack of communion, relationship with the one and only loving God. So to me, it's the combination of, not even a combination, like truth and error, light and darkness. There's no middle way. There's no middle way. It's either we are walking in truth or living in truth or walking in error and living in error. There's no middle way. The same with light and darkness. Yeah. There's no middle way. So I don't know if I have digressed. I think I digressed to what the word said. But I so to me that's my take on truth.
Yeah.
Even as it is written in the word of 2 Samuel.
I get you. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. Of course, you can drop us a voice note also. I'm also happy to get your voice notes. I will really, really appreciate that. All right. Let's listen to Godfrey a bit.
Good evening.
Good evening,
happy,
sir.
Happy in the new year to all Radio Pulpit listeners, and you, Brother Ray, and your guests. Iqiniso, need the truth. There's only one truth. It's found in a human form, which came to us in flesh, Yeshua HaMashiach. The original truth is the word of the Most High. I believe that the first book ever written contains the word of the Most High.
Right, Godfrey, let's hold it there. Let's take calls because you're with me. We'll continue. Sabona putwami.
Hey, sabona, my brother.
Ngiyaphileka kodwa lapho.
Eh, siyaphileka man. Sibonga imvulo ezisibusisayo lezi.
No, siyabonga kakhulu, man.
Ngibongisise nako Brother Baruki, nako Prof Sondezi, nako Delmain lapho.
How's it go?
Topic today is, what is the truth, brother?
Mm.
The word of God is our only truth.
Mm.
Because the truth is revealed in through the word, brother. Now we must study the word. Nasidumisa sikhuleka sisasebenzisa iqiniso. Siphakamisa ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu. And if we abide in the word, we will know the truth. Because only the truth will set us free, brother. The truth is we must praise our God. Ngoba ufanele ukudumisa lo uNkulunkulu wethu, brother. The word is our spiritual weapon, bazalani bami. The truth is always revealed through the word. But senzani siyalibalekela iqiniso, senze imikhuba yethu, brother. The truth and the word is our only weapon, brother, to tear down the strongholds of the devil, the enemy. God always provides the way out for us to escape. Ngani nasikhuleka. Sifihla izwe kujulweni kwezinhliziyo zethu.
Yeah.
We will find freedom and peace. The truth will set us free. Lapha kuJohn 8, verse 33, uJesu uthi, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, uNkulunkulu anibusise, God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. Thank you so much, sir. May the Father be glorified all the time.
Thank you, sir. God does bless you too.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Godfrey.
Which is in the scripture.
Yeah.
And then every other book that came thereafter, it's either it negates or confirms what was written in the first book or anything original in between. Science cannot be true because it can be proven incorrectly if by means of experiment, or there are other things that the science cannot prove, like the existence of the Most High. Politician cannot be the truth because they change every time during elections,
every 5 years
when they campaign.
Yeah.
And the laws of the country, even in the justice system, those laws changes, and you can charge a person with a certain law today, and then after 3 months he gets a same case another lawyer who is well read and negates that very same truth. The truth of the Most High is absolute, is standing. The example I'll give is that when you read the Bible, Genesis 1:01, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. You close that book. After 3 weeks, you open it, you read, it's still there. You close the Bible. After 10 years, you open, it's still there. The truth is unchangeable. It cannot be changed by any form or means. You cannot lie your way out of the truth. The truth will remain. The truth is also likened to a lion. You cannot defend a lion in the wild. You can take the lion and drop it off in the jungle, come back after a year. You will find it still standing. It will fend for itself. It will defend itself. It will feed itself. It will even feed off all other animals. So is the truth. The truth will remain until the end. It's going nowhere. And the truth is knowing the love of the Most High and His words and sticking to them. Every other thing in this world, written, created by man, changes. Even the culture, our culture is not true. It adapts with situations and changes and all that. But the truth of the Most High doesn't change. It remains the same forever and ever. So the example is Yeshua HaMashiach, who came to show us how to live and to abide in this truth. This truth is contained in the commandments and the laws of the Most High. Anybody who doesn't follow Yeshua, who doesn't believe that he came and died and was risen from the dead, does not know the truth. And the truth of the Most High is not in him or her. So in a nutshell, the truth is found only in the commandments and the laws of the Most High, in the holy books. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Godfrey, my friend. I really appreciate. And here's another one. This one is from EB, saying, good evening. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Spirit of truth leads us into all truth. The Word is true and right. Regards and blessings. That is a message from EB. That is what it says there. Bongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and your guest and the Radio Pulpit listeners. It's Bongani again.
Yes.
Nawa-ke la amanye amavesi-ke akhuluma-ke ngaleli qiniso-ke abantu abadinga ukulazi. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the truth. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Psalms chapter 119 verse 160. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Psalms 25 verse 5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I will wait all the day long. James chapter 1 verse 18. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Aige. Sekwaneleke kwanamhlanje ke akubonge uNkulunkulu anibusiseke. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bongani. We really appreciate. And of course, you can still send us WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you. Professor, when we speak of the truth also, I am looking into they said Yohanan, John, chapter 1, verses 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It is the Word, Christ is that Word. It is the Word that became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Truth is alive. Truth dwells even amongst us, in our hearts. Truth is written. Truth is Christ. And John 14, verses 6 says, it says, Yahusha, HaMashiach says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way towards the Father is through the truth, which is Christ. What say you?
Thanks again, my brother, for this opportunity. In fact, you have come into my mind because those are the scriptures I was thinking about. So at the end of the day, we look at truth as a person. Truth is a person, and it is a person of Christ. Now, if we know that truth is a person, we will at some point speak of the truth as a he, because we are speaking of him as the Christ. So you quoted John 1:14 that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and he dwelt amongst us that he might set us free. In John 8, again, let's start from verse 31, but my verse of focus will be verse 32, so that you may understand what we mean by saying the truth is a person. It says, so the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So he's speaking to the disciples here who are trying to or starting to believe him. And through the discipleship that they will go through, they will begin to know the truth. And what is it that they are going to know? They will know him from the teachings that he was teaching, because he is teaching the word of life. And this word of life is the truth. And this truth is him. And when you read verse 36 of that same passage, it says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So freedom will be coming from the truth. And who is the truth? The truth is the Son of God. And in John 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, meaning at the end of the day, the truth is a person. And this person is the person of Christ. So when we speak of the truth as a stable entity, does not needing any proof or any validation, we speak of Christ himself, who does not need anybody to validate who he is. He is the Son of God. He is God. And he's the one who sets us free. And he is edified by the Holy Spirit himself. He is made manifest to us and in our lives by the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, meaning when his Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth. When his Spirit comes, he will guide you into himself. He will guide you into Christ, because he is the person of truth. And he says he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. The Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, is the one who guides us to Christ. Without the Spirit of God, we will not be able to know Christ, because the work of the Holy Spirit is to edify and to make Christ known to us. And when he has made him known to us and revealed him to us, we will then begin to know who he is, and we will walk in him. And it says the Holy Spirit, when he comes, does not speak of his own accord, but whatever he hears, he speaks, and he will declare to us the things that are to come. But before we could understand the things that are to come, we must know that those things that are already here are coming from the Holy Spirit. And what is here is him who is the truth. And the Holy Spirit leads us into the truth, who is Yahshua HaMashiach. Psalm 25, verse 5 says, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. So this prayer that asks of the leading into the whole truth is the cry of a psalmist looking into understanding who the Christ is and needing a life that will believe in him, the life that will believe in truth. And when the life is lived in truth, that's a life that is stable because the truth is stable. And we have spoken about this, that the truth does not need any proof, does not need any validation. So when we are in Christ, in truth, in the way, we are in life, without which we are not going to see God. So when we are embracing the person of Christ, who is truth in our life, we know that we live for him and we live in him. And he gives us his righteousness through us, embracing him as the truth. And we are going to understand this, that it does not start now when we have received Christ, but even in the Old Testament, Joshua 1 verse 8, when the scripture says, this book of law shall not depart out of your mouth, you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. And this book of life, in other words, it tells us about the Christ who is going to be with us. And earlier on you spoke of the truth of God being the commandments, being the law of God. So all of this give us a holistic picture. What are we referring to when we speak of the truth? And again, we have said the truth is the sum total of the word, sum total of the scripture. So if we have to live in truth, we take the book of law and we put it in our hearts so that we may be able to speak it out. That which is in our hearts will be easily taken out through what we will speak, because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But what we speak is the truth that we have ingested. And how do we ingest this truth? By continually feeding on the word and meditating on the word of God. And God wants us to know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And the truth is the Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach, without which nobody will see God. And we must know that he is the one we need for us to live where we are. For us to be able to speak the true word of God, we must always know that the word of God is him, and we have to obey and do the word. We don't have to just speak it out, but we need to do the word so that we can be the carriers and the vessels of the truth, Yahushua HaMashiach, who is revealed by the word, and through his word he get manifest and he can be worshipped as people get to know him as the truth.
All right. And thank you so much for that. Let's see what others are saying. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And Godfrey says, today we are not dissuaded by the world events, wars, Middle East, politics, TV shows, etc., because we know the truth. Indeed, it has made us free from the lies peddled in the mainstream media and all other forms of deceptive mediums. And he also goes on to say, the scripture is mightier than all the worldly knowledge combined. That is Godfrey there. All right, let's listen to this one.
Greeting, my beautiful family. I'd like just to greet you all in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like just to thank you, Pastor Ray, for this powerful topic that we have in this evening. Really,
hallelujah.
We still learning, and this is powerful. This is the way how to know the truth. And I believe that the truth we cannot find anywhere else. There is other books that it seems like there is wisdom, but really there is no wisdom at all except the word of God. In the word of God is where there is truth. If we can lean and desire and seeking to know the truth, then we can find in the word of God, in the Bible. Without that, there is nothing. And the Bible tells us to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. The Bible says, give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One inside is inside. For by man your day will be multiplied and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoffer, you alone will be bear it. If we read as well, Book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 1, verse number 1, Bible tells us as well that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So this is we see where we find the truth. When we got the truth, when we find the truth, and we people, they notice where we, how we talk and how we do things, and where we place ourselves, where we find and how, where people, they find us. And that is only the truth, and all these learnings and how to know the truth we can find in the scripture, in the word of God. And those that they keep and they seeking the truth in the word of God, they are those people that they bear the good witness for Christ. To God be all the glory. I love you, my brothers and sisters.
Thank you so much.
Good man. Evening and good night.
Thank you, thank you. The kid on the background there. Yeah. Ziyaduma. Okay, Bongani, last time. Let's hear you.
Sagbona, Pastor Ray. Choose the way which you want to follow. The answer to choose is true or false. Mm. We get to choose what we believe. The choice is ours. Masifunda incwadini kaGenesis chapter 1 verse 1 ifundeka kanje. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Nothing existed. God is the beginning. Because it says, in the beginning, God. There was nothing by then. It was God. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made. The Trinity of God cannot be separated, three in one. Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3. For a long time, Israel has been without a true God, without a leading priest, and without a law. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. And he is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. For themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God. John chapter 7, verse 28. Jesus said, he who sent me is true. So it means God is true. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Indeed, let God be true. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the truth. John chapter 8, verse 32. Jesus said, I am the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus said, I am the truth, not I have it, not I point the way, not I teach it. John chapter 8, verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God speaks to us through his word. True truth, God's holy word. Everything the Bible speaks about, do so with complete truthfulness and accuracy. You should never be embarrassed for standing for the truth and doing what is right. First Peter says, it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name. The Bible teaches that personal change starts with truth. The truth sets you free. The Apostle Paul says, you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. Jesus is the truth. He will always tell you the truth. The Bible is his word, and that means the Bible is truth. We can read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. It is important for us to have a daily quiet time in the Word of God. Change requires learning the truth. Nothing will change until we get the truth into our hearts. As long as we build our lives on a foundation of lies, misconceptions, deceptions, or half-truth, we will never change. The Bible is a map to us. It shows us where to walk and how to stay on the path. When we rely on God's word to show us where and how we should walk.
All right. I seem to be losing it there a bit. I don't know what happened. But thank you so much. I really appreciate, Bongani. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. All right. Let's see if it plays. Just a bit there. Because I lost it there.
When truth is put for the true doctrine of God, of the gospel. Mm. Thank you so much. God bless you. Ngiyaxolisa-ke namhlanje ngisebumnyameni lo shedi ngibhokile.
Sorry about that. Okay. We understand. We really, really, really understand. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. What have I jumped here? Quite a lot of WhatsApps and that have come through. But I don't seem to have jumped anything. Oh, okay. No. Godfrey says, science is a lie as it plagiarizes the scripture. It is born out of lies. That is what Godfrey is saying. We said we are reading what you are saying with regards to truth. All right. Now, let's come to the conclusion of the matter. Let me give our guests 1 minute each to wrap it up. Finally, Delmaine, what comes to mind? Finally, take your minute.
Pastor Ray, what comes to mind finally is that we should strive to get to know the truth, which is like the Lord Jesus answered the Jewish authorities that when they were questioning him. He told them that they did not understand what was come to learn is that they did not understand that Jesus was talking to them about the Father. I think he said to them that He, the one who sent me, however, is truthful, and I tell the world only what I have heard from him. So, yeah, once again, the truth being the Father, us being in relationship with the Father through the Holy, in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, and that will keep us from walking in error.
All right, and Professor, take your minute, finally.
Thanks again, brother. As I come to this concluding part, I would like to quote the scripture that has been quoted again, 1 John 5:20, which says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that you may know him who is true. Mm. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." So we need to understand that God has given us an understanding of who he is through his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. And what we know is God is true and Jesus is true. And we must know that we are in him who is true, and he gives us truth through his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Our God is true and eternal, and we must always hold on to him who is the truth and not be confused.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Mayachi, your minute, finally.
Thank you, Mayach. it is important for us not to forget the Torah and let our hearts watch over the commandment of Abba Yahweh for the length of our days and for long life, and the peace and shalom shall be added unto us. So it is when we are committed to his word and we don't forsake the truth. So these words, we ought to bind them around our necks and to write them in the tablets of our heart, which makes us to find favor. So when we trust in Abba Yahweh with all our hearts and not lean in our own understanding and know him in all our ways, he then makes all our paths to be straight. So this is what is important, because now we get to start to fear him and we are able to turn away from evil. Thus, his words becomes healing to our bodies, to our navel, everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So also, in this, if we follow his word, which is of the truth, we get to start to know that which is of wisdom, that which is of discipline, have understanding, and with that, we are able to rule and reign. We are able to conquer against all the plans and the wickedness of the enemy. May be well with you, my Ach. Thank you so much. And to your family, and also to my fellow panelists, and to our beautiful and beloved listeners.
Thank you so much to you. And Professor, thank you so much. We appreciate.
Thanks again. Blessings to everyone in the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
And thank you so much to Telmain Pekes. We appreciate.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ray, and it's such an honor to be on this platform.
Okay, and next week we are going to be talking about the works of believers, their works, imisebenzi, their works, the works of believers, what they are even all about. We'll be talking about that. And of course, have a great and a powerful night and good night. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. And we thank him that by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. From me, Ray, it's been an honor. May we continue to glorify the Father as he continues to teach us all the times. Good night.
657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.